Hello?
Yep, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, we can hear you. We're talking with our compañero Gio, who's been organizing around the Oscar Grant movement in Oakland for the last number of years. And you're in Fruitvale right now, Gio, is that correct?
I am, yes.
And do you want to tell us a little bit about the march that happened today and sort of what's going on right now?
Sure. So today was the third anniversary of Oscar Grant's murder by the BART police, and by specifically the BART cop, Johannes Messerli. And what we're seeing now is a sort of new stage in this arc of rebellion related to the Oscar Grant, you know, struggle, the murder of Oscar Grant. If people, folks that don't remember, Oscar Grant was murdered, shot in the back in the early morning hours of January 1st, 2009, initiating a series of street rebellions in Oakland, mostly in January of that same year, January 7th, January 14th, and January 30th. And through these rebellions, essentially what emerged was a powerful network for struggle and also a very sort of serious strategic understanding of the role of street action and the ability to force the legal system to enter motion. Because what had happened was that the district attorney had no intention of prosecuting this murderous cop. The police on the scene had no intention of arresting him. And it was only action in the street, our action in the street, and the threat of future action in the street that forced these wheels into motion, forced a relatively unprecedented arrest, indictment, and finally conviction, albeit on a lesser charge, of this BART cop.
And can you tell a little bit about what happened today, like what, how many people were out in the march and sort of where the march went?
This march left from 14th and Broadway, which, as many folks know, both in Occupy but also further back, specifically in the Oscar Grant movement, was a sort of a detonator point of previous rebellions. Left from 14th and Broadway, marched down 14th in the direction of the first rebellion of January 7th, 2009. To the lake, around down to the Fruitvale BART station, which was where Oscar Grant was murdered. So, in some ways, marked sort of reverse migration from the direction of the first rebellion, which began at Fruitvale and moved up into the downtown area. There were several hundred people. It was quiet, somber, but also positive. It was not particularly overtly combative toward the police, but there's certainly a sense in the crowd of a reality, of understanding the reality of what the police stand for in this community. And then the crowd arrived at Fruitvale Bridge, and there's a rally. Speakers from the Grant family, Oscar Grant's uncle Bobby, Jack Bryson, and members of his family, his young daughter, said a few words. And a number of organizers from the Oscar Grant Committee, from various others who can respond to the event. Oscar Grant Committee, Frame the Ruckus, and Occupy Oakland as a whole, which has endorsed the event.
And Gio, one of the things that we're going to be talking about later on the show today is sort of the current state of the Occupy movement, especially in the Bay Area, Occupy Oakland seeming to have taken a lead in the movement. And I just wanted to ask you if you could talk a little bit about what you think the role of organizing around the murder of Oscar Grant and getting justice for Oscar Grant, what role that plays in the way the sort of formation that Occupy Oakland took, the unique formation of Occupy Oakland in comparison to the other Occupy movements around the country.
I think what happened in Oakland was that Oakland was lucky enough, or perhaps unlucky enough, to have an initial upsurge that predated the Occupy movement by several years. Every time you have this kind of political upsurge like we had around the Oscar Grant movement, what you have is jumping into motion, leaping forward, and realizing their own strength in the struggle, realizing the power that they themselves have, and this transforms consciousness as a whole, but specifically the consciousness and organizational capacity of those militants involved in the struggle directly. And now, with that base and that foundation already laid in 2009 and into 2010, we had the simultaneous explosion of what many people will know about with regard to the university, the UC struggle, the UC occupation, through 2009, 2010, and into 2011. And now you have, of course, the Occupy phenomenon springing forth on the on the foundation created by these prior struggles. And I think, in that sense, the Oscar Grant struggle is profoundly important, not just because it was, there was this previous struggle, but also because of what it taught people. It taught people reality, you know, here's how we must fight. We must force power to respond. Power does not give us anything for free. And that if we want to transform the system, we need to do it directly. And I think that if you look at nationally, the national scope of the Occupy movement, you find a lot of occupations that, of course, are bringing in lots of new people who are not involved in politics previously. And there's a certain kind of naivete towards the role of the state, the role of the police. And in Oakland, folks were lucky enough to have had this clear experience already developing their own militancy, developing their capacity to see through the lives of the state, to realize that if they want change to happen, they have to do it themselves. They can't ask the mayor. They can't ask the police. They can't accept or expect that the police will be on their side when it comes down to it. In that sense, I think the Oscar Grant movement is one of the primary factors explaining the centrality that Oakland has assumed in this Occupy movement.
Well, thanks so much for the update, Gio. Thanks for the update on the ground, and thanks for the analysis. And I think it's going to help us frame the conversation around the Occupy movement really effectively.
Great. Thanks for having me.
No problem.